Heard the body has gone from the secret garden below?
Yes, I have.
I shall go and reconnoiter what I may of this mysterious disappearance. Will you join me?
As soon as I can get my clothes on and some privacy. It's like a gaudy saloon on a Saturday night in here.
The garden was moist and green, and mostly in heavy shadow, the sun rising far off to the east across the Atlantic, behind the frame house. Jack sat on the bottom step of the porch.
Can see impression where the body lay.
Which way do they go? Not that it matters much in the green hell out there.
Jack pointed toward a flowering wisteria that had curled itself around the trunk of a tall, self-seeded sycamore.
Vanished in the bushes.
We gonna take a look for the other man? I can sort of feel him close by.
Might have a blaster.
Dean dropped his hand to the butt of his own 9mm Browning high power.
Best move on toward the center of Washington Hole. Could be a nice day.
Doc stood with his right hand holding one of the pillars of the porch, his fingers spread wide.
King George says go, we must obey, over the hills and far away.
Might as well move. See if we can pick up some breakfast on the road.
Pity. You know, Ryan, I would dearly have loved to see a real-life samurai warrior, or even a real-dead samurai warrior. I am sure he could have offered so much arcane wisdom to us.
An incredibly long arrow, nearly 5 feet from hung-tip to feathered end, cracked home into the wooden pillar right by Doc, landing between his spread fingers.
By the three!
Ryan snatched at the old man and hurled him prone on the porch, behind the cover of an ornamental fence. Everyone hit the dirt, their weapons drawn, peering through the gaps at the still and silent garden. JB pointed with the blunt muzzle of the Uzi.
That way. Thank you for saving my life, my dear Ryan. But I feel you might have been a little less violent. I am quite breathless with the sudden exertion of it all.
Quiet, Doc.
Ryan was looking up at the bizarrely long arrow, with its elegant goose feather flights.
You seen anything like that, JP? Anywhere in Deathlands?
Never. What kind of bow does it take to fire something like that?
Looks like it go through the wall of the house.
And it passed between my fingers. Brushed both of them with the force of its passing. Look.
Doc held out his hand, which trembled a little.
See the scratches on them?
They probably aimed for that.
Not at all impossible, Dr. Wyeth. I have read a little on the subject of the samurai, and their skill at arms is quite legendary.
Can't see anyone out there. We gonna go out after him?
That sounds like a triple good way to get yourself chilled, son.
Yeah, I suppose so. If he's got a big bow to go along with that arrow. It's more like a spear. I've seen people fishing through ice with a sort of arrow a bit like that one.
Thought just occurred to me that we might do better getting ourselves back into the house, friends. The samurai could easily have gotten himself around behind us.
Keeping low, they all crawled back inside, taking up defensive watching positions on every floor and on every side of the old building.
Don't open fire if you see him, people. It'd be good to take him alive and ask him some questions, like if he and his friend used the gateway. Following from that, do they actually know how the system works? They could hold keys to unlock doors that could transform our lives.
He's still around. I can feel him.
What's his game? Is he just going to try and keep us holed up in here?
Revenge would be my guess.
Jack was on the attic level of the house, his hair like a beacon in the gloom as he peered over the banisters. Ryan walked slowly up the stairs, his Sig Sauer in hand, into the room where Christy was flattened against the wall, her own weapon drawn. She squinted cautiously around the edge of the empty window frame.
Nothing. Just a lot of green.
I never got trapped before by one man with a bow.
Ryan moved fast across to the opposite side of the window, keeping flat against the wooden wall. The second arrow missed Christy by less than a foot, followed a second later by yet another.
Gaia, damn it!
This pierced the outer and inner walls of the house, exploding in a burst of white plaster, burying itself at an angle in the far wall of the room, up close to the ceiling. Christy dropped to the floor, brushing powder from her face.
Son of a bitch!
Ryan stood for a moment in the window, daring the archer, his automatic searching the greenery for any sign of their enemy. His eye caught a flicker of movement, deep in the shadows of a feathery palm tree.
Shit!
He quickly pulled back into the corner. This third shaft buried itself within a couple of feet of the other arrow. Dean opened up with his Browning far below them, and Ryan was back at the window in time to see the leaves shaking as someone moved quickly away.
Missed him, Dad!
Nice try, Dean. Bastard came close to hitting us up here. Saw me speak to Christy and worked out where she might be. Put an arrow clean through the wall.
Dinky gone.
You spot him, Jack?
Nah, Ryan. Just movement going away after Dean shot. Good try, kid.
Don't call me kid, Jack!
JB was intrigued by the quality of workmanship shown in the arrows.
Wonder what kind of wood they're made from.
Goose feathers for the flights, I thought. Steel tip. Whew, it's a beautiful thing.
Certainly not Indian. No tribe would use something of this length. Damn nearly as tall as me. To get this kind of power and velocity, the bow has to be... Damn. Wish we could capture this son of a bitch, Ryan.
After 2 hours of waiting, Ryan had begun to think that the samurai warrior had departed, possibly going back to the redoubt to jump away to where he'd come from. Doc stood at the bottom of the stairs.
I think that I can wait no longer, friend Corder.
Wait for what, Doc?
Personal matter, but one that can wait no longer. I beg you to trust me implicitly in this matter.
Christy leaned toward Ryan.
Doc's gotta take a dump.
You want to go out into the garden, Doc?
Indeed I do.
Mildred had been watching the front of the house, peering between the tall, rambling trees toward the narrow side street. Now she reappeared, holding her Czech ZKR 551.
Want me to keep him covered?
Sure, you're the best shot we've got.
Doc hobbled off the porch, his legs oddly tight together, glancing back toward the house. Seeing Mildred watching him from the rear second-floor window, he gave her a hurried, self-conscious wave and a broad, toothy grin.
If our man's still out there, he could put an arrow clean through the old guy's skull and out the other side.
Hey, everyone. Meet up on the garden side.
Doc was quickly done. He stood, running both hands through his hair, offering a mocking bow to the six faces staring at him from the windows.
Move it, Doc. Got a feeling that...
The tall, frock-coated figure was striding toward them, but Christy's shout made him halt, looking behind himself at the great shifting bank of green. Ryan had been watching carefully, but he didn't actually see the man come out of the foliage. One moment he wasn't there. The next moment he stood at the edge of the bushes, an enormously long bow drawn in his hands, an arrow notched on the string, aimed at the center of Doc's chest.
Mildred?
Got it.
Mildred's eyes were open as she looked down the barrel, her finger tight on the trigger. The man was an almost identical copy of the Asian that Ryan had slain. Short and stocky, in a helmet with a bronze moon in its crown, a long sword sheathed at his waist, his armor glittering in the mid-morning sunshine.
I am Takai Yashimoto, and I am here to take a life for the life of my brother Tokimasha. Then I will offer my own unworthy self as a hostage in combat against any of you round-eyed barbarians who wish to accept my humble challenge.
We have guns. A word from me and you're dead meat.
I value my life less than a feather.
The samurai's aim hadn't deviated by an inch from Doc, who was standing frozen a few yards away.
I've got the shot, Ryan.
Hold it, Mildred!
The bow exploded in the man's hands. The arrow flew sideways for a dozen feet before flopping harmlessly to the grass. The samurai staggered backward, his helmet sitting crookedly on his head. The two halves of the broken bow clutched uselessly in his hands.
Brilliant, love.
JB slapped Mildred on the arm.
Brilliant shot, the best.
I was aiming at the arrow point. Still.
Below them, the frozen tableau had suddenly thawed. Doc fumbled for his lama. The bemused Asian warrior threw away his shattered bow and stood staring in disbelief at the furious old man.
1 minute! You stand right there! You shall pay!
Ryan brought the Steyr to his shoulder again, but a dip in the land meant that Doc's greater height lay between him and a clear shot at the lone enemy.
Move it, Doc!
But Doc was deaf to anything, his blood racing, as he finally managed to draw the big lama and thumb back on the spur hammer above the scattergun round. The armored figure half drew his sword, then seemed to realize he had no chance at all. As quickly as he'd appeared from the undergrowth, the man vanished in a swirl of leaves, the quiver of long arrows snagging for a moment on a low branch. The lama ripped a chunk out of the bushes.
Gone.
Did I hit him?
Maybe. Come on back to the house, Doc, and we'll get moving. We'll leave this quiet suburb of Forest Heights. Come on.
By the three Kennedys, my heartfelt thanks to you, Dr. Wyeth, for some damnably pretty pistolry.
If I ever set these glims on another of these celestial demons, then I'll...